Is whether Shayach after the Ikar Mitzvah was fulfilled. So the Toshit is it is Shayach. So Mele Bechayel Kishub Mitzat Zekeli Van Veil Bini Kaye cut off the Tzitzin Shil Magnus Amele. And the Rambam Shiti is when is there an Inyan of Zekeli Van Veil of Fido Mitzvah only if it is fulfilled together with the Mitzvah. I mean the Shaila, let's say, and Sukkot, when you have two Esrei, and you have one Esrei that is Balei Kosher, but not Nehuda, and another Esrei that is Sofi Kosher, but if it is Kosher, it is not just Kosher, it is Nehuda, Itachlis Ayinu. So which should you take first? So many rabbonim paskin that he should take first the Vaday Kosher. The Vaday Kosher. Reb Chaim paskin, no. He should take first the Sofi Kosher. Because if he takes the Vaday Kosher and then he wants to take the Mehuda, so Mele he has no Kimanis. So this.
Which one does make the bracha?
The first one he takes, he makes the bracha.
Even though it's only a Sofi Kosher?
But he immediately takes the other one. What the difference does it make? I mean, it's immediate, it's within a split second. Even if it's more than a split second. It's, in other words, it doesn't make any difference. It's somewhere to the bar. So the question is, how does things the same? The Gemara says there is no raya from the Mishnah. That Mitzvah Schreis Kavoneh, and maybe Mitzvah is Ein Schreis Kavoneh. So Mimele, he was Yetzei with Tibur Rishin, and he made the Bracha Vlaka Lasmora with Tibur Rishin. So then the question is, but how can he be Yetzei the Mitzvah, after all, just the time of Tibur Rishin, so he makes the Bracha, and then there is the Hefzek of the Sudan, so it will be a Bracha Vatole. So Teifa says, it's not a Bracha Vatole. והגמורה דוחת לילה מינצחרס כבוני ומאדגינו נשו ירוקים שמכירה וכדילי אחר מורה אחר המיצה ומסמישים את המשמרון היכה דילי כשו ירוקים דעתו במורה בינו נתחי תיבורי כדילי אחר מורה כמצפוסי ומשום הקרב ואמרינו של היך על מורה עד לפסייג ולנוחש לקרס. So the question is, what's the purpose of eating the morer at the end after the hefsek sud? So apparently the pshat and taste the same is, it's not difficult at all, because the mitzvah is al matis umreim yachlu, there has to be an achil. Less than a kazayis is not an achil. But suppose he'll swallow all the morer, 10 gzeisim, 2 gzeisim, I mean, say, the morer says that the bisatliye cannot swallow at once more than 2 gzeisim. Suppose he'll swallow 2 gzeisim basachas. Will you say that he's the kind of mitzvah only one kazayis of the 2 gzeisim? Why one kazayis? Less than a kazayis is not achille. But a kazayis is achille. 2 gzeisim is also achille. 5 gzeisim is also achille. So mele, if he eats more than a kazayis, as long as he eats it, b'shir achilas pras, let's say within 9 minutes or within 2 minutes, whatever shir achilas pras is, so mele is mikayim the mitzvah with every bit of the morer, not just the first kazayis, because as long as he eats it within the achilas pras, so it's considered as if he swallowed the two kazayisim b'basachas mamish. So then he's mikayim with every bit of the morer. So here too, it's not the bracha levatole, because he's mikayim the mitzvah with everything. So it's like somebody making the bracha morer and spending a lot of time in eating the Gemara. So mele, it, even if you talk in between, so mele it will not be a bracha record. There's the pshat in the years. Even according to the Rishayim, the Rambam Shite, the way the Brisker Rav explains it, the Rambam Shite, that it's not shayach to be mikayim yidom mitzvah. After he was mikayim yidom mitzvah, but here it's not each question of yidom mitzvah. Is the yidom mitzvah is mikayim from the beginning of the eating until the conclusion of the eating.
If the ikur of eating was already back the first time that he dipped it, so he already...
No, there is no ikur in Gidol. He, as if he swallowed the two zeis in basach. So can you say which piece is the ikur and which is Gidol? There is no Gidol in Achilas Mah.
If he was already yotze, the chiyuv of the ikur at the time that he ate the in Karpas, when he
was not yotze, he is yotze with the achile of the Morah that ate, not the first kazayis. The Morah that ate, suppose he swallowed it at once, took this. So, when was he mikayim the mitzvah, with which piece of Morah? The whole Morah, it is at once. So if it's kazayis v'chalas pras, it's always like the basach.
But here it's not v'chalas achilas pras.
No!
It doesn't matter.
Since the Rabbonon is mechuyet to eat because of a care that he makes, so mele is considered in the Rabbonon as if he has not finished the Tima Mitzvah. And then Teisves explains it.
So you can drag out the Mitzvah even if it's longer than
Kedei Achilas Pras
between the
Achilas. Yes, Teisves explains it that Kuf Tesfor Amidale. Now then the Gemara says at the end of Kuf Yudale Beit, Omar Avune, Heiche, sorry, Pshit Heiche, Di Kishor Yerokis, Mivorech Hashor Yerokis, Dere Priyad Domo, Vyoche, Yehoda Mivorech Lachel Asmore, Vyoch, Heiche Dleke El Chasid, Chazeres, Mai, Omar Avune, Mivorech, Mikore Amore, Dere Priyad Domo, Vyoche, Vnitzeit Mivorech Oleo, Lachel Asmore, Vyoch, Maske Florat Fizde, Leacha Shemile Krisein, אינו חיזר מבורך עליו, אלו אמר אף כזה, מקורא מבורך עליו בירתי אדומו, ולאכיל אסמורא ויוכל, ומצאת אוכל לאכיל אסחסו, בילי ברוך. סופי שסייז אף כפתי שבו ומד א', מסקת לו אף כזה לחש מלטריסי, אינו חיזר מבורך עליו, כי עובד יורד מקיים, במצווה אכיל אסמורא בפור. רב תיזה נאמן נראה דיסבק לשלוקש. As Teisve said that for Fidal and Beis, the boy Kavone, Papa to Chim Sobar, the Nochem Livore B'tibur Shemi, Kibnishek for Mili Trese. The Isobar is Chiris Kavone, why so, what's the Chisom Mili Trese? Because there is an Ian of Yecho Matzul Tovn, and the same thing is there is a Mitzvah Mufra, et Yechel Morali Tovn. So Mele, so Allah Hashem Mili Trese, so it will not be a Mitzvah Mufra. אַפער דע חנצבער דע נאָכן אין פאָר די טיבלשיין קידיש פון מילע קייצ די סאַבערן צריך עס קאבן האבן מילע בהדיע די נאָט פון די טיבלגריש די ניבער די טיבלשיין האב באך מאטאל פון די צורך פון אַ פרידל אַ דור אַ שוי רוק און מיבער פון אַ פרידל די טיבלגריש נאָ אַ קלאסנאָר אַפ אויס האב איז דע און מיבער פון אַ פרידל די טיבלגריש נאָ אַ קלאסנאָר אַפ גאַב די קאם mitzvah smol in ofi kol betivoshin hachamatzi is nieles habroche shebireich betivorishin letivoshin im acha sheochol menu miyad betivorishin nide behabe abir kasheifer di mivorech atkiyaz ni yeshive u mieles broche litkiyaz sheba mide shehei ikar binasis al sidr abroche so he makes the broche about kiyaz before the tkiz the Yishet. And then he blows and he's chal on the tkiz the Mumed Oz. Shei Mika, v'nasen al Seder Abochas, why is that Tikea? Mid Rabbonon is Tikea. V'nasen al Seder Abochas, v'hashte, kolelo amroye sabra di bone kavone, ustome di misad rasha sabrohe, midiz bichlipsi kera frizli. ואין צריך כוונה, פשיט ראי יבוא בטיבול שני, ואפילו לא הגיע בטיבול ראשון לא תקבי, ואי יבוא בטיבול שני עד ברוך ובאפולה, ולא סיל חסה כבוסה. ועבור את ישמואל, ואיסו יוסר יקראו בזן אין צריך כוונה, יקומה בקופת וחומץ או יוצא, ומוק ומייקה לו בכפור פרסי, ויהוסו למעיסה מיוחל ממשחב משמגד האחיל ולביון כוונה כל החי, כמו בתפילה ותקיע, ומשום הוכן נה בקוזנן, ומשום הוכן נה מלמייס הוכן, ברייסייס, ברייסייס, דהוסון בוי כוונת, גם בתפילה ותקיע בוי כוונת, תקי ברשיס. Now, so Tesis makes the comparison with the tki as the mission and tki as the movement. But the question is, they are tki as the movement, so many rabbonon is the ikat tki as, al sida abroches, malti as achemias and sheifres. But here, the tibul sheni is only the keret and ekes, it's not a real mitzvah. But Tesis means, sins after eating the moria. So he has to eat kerach, so Mele, and the Kim of Kerach is also a Kim of Moriah, a Kim of Moriah. According to Hillel, so it's the Kim of Moriah Midraise. According to the Rabbonon of Hillel, so it's a Kim of Moriah Midrabbonon. So Mele, the Broch is Hal, and it's not just a Kerat in a case, because besides the Kerat in a case, there is the Kim of Kerach, of which is a Kim of Moriah together with Matzeh. Of Almatzis Umreim Yechlu, so he'll be Mikayim, the Lechatchile of Almatzis Umreim Yechlu also. So that's why it's not the Broch Levatoi. Now the Gemara says.
Okay, so that's how the
Brochus
are
Mistari,
but how are the
Achilas Mistari? The Achilas is not Mistari, but there is, he has to make the mitzvah of Mora by itself and the mitzvah of Mora al the Kerach with Matzah. So Mele the Broche is Chal on both mitzvahs. At the time he eats the Kerach, he doesn't make the Broche. So that Broche that he makes Achilas Mora, at the beginning of the Tibul Rishon is Chal on the Achilas Mora and the Achilas Kerach. Now, so there is the Machlekes. When does Amroi, when does he make the bracha achilas moreh? Well, the tibul rishon or the tibul sheni. So how do we paskum? So the Gemara says, "Bisurye avide kiravune, v'rafsheishes breid Rav Yeshua obi kiravchizde, v'hilchese kavosei d'rafchizde. Ravache breid Rovem had rashor yerokeis lafuki napshe mitlukte." Omar Rabbine, Omar li Rab Nisharshi, Breid Rab Noshi, Hocha Omar Hila, that's not Hila the Tanit, that's Hila the Amir. Hocha Omar Hila o Mishmei Gimore, Lo Nichrach Ine Shmatzo Umore Bada Adode Bineya, at the very beginning. Mishum di Spirele, Matzo Bizman Azeh de Reis, Umore de Rabo, because More is only Shayer, when there is a contest, but Ben Azeh, there is no Kom Pesach, so there is no more. We also moya the Rabbonon and Vatle in Matze de Reis. Vatil in Mandoma meets the same Vatle in Suezu, that's the Machlekes between Hillel and Rabbon. So Hillel says that the Hillel of Yetirah, Matzu Moria, Pesach Matzu Moria, the Rosh in Yerushalme and Rashi in Zvokhim Dapayin Ches. So the question is, if he eats the Pesach Matzah and Morer together, so then the time of the Pesach Matzah is Mevatel the time Morer, and the time of the Matzah and Morer is Mevatel the time Pesach, and the time of Morer is Mevatel the time of Pesach Matzah. So how is it in the kind of mitzvah? So the Morer in Zvochim, the Chaim Ches says, because Hillel says, mitzvah is same Mevatel is Zuezu, and the same Achlekes in the Chaim Ches is also between Rish Lakish and Rabune, as whether he should be battling the Ezek. So Rish Lakish says, Ha Pigul Vanesa, the Atome, Shebilon Zeim Ze, the Ochlon, so he's Potter of Maltz. Why? Because there is Bittle Berov. he took three tzeisim and he mixed them together. So one is not nikah in the other. So mele, the tome is bottled, the kazayis tome is bottled in the two tzeisim of pigul and neser, and the neser is bottled in the two tzeisim of pigul and tome. So, and the, because the shlokish holds that isurim is mivatlin zeze, and that's the machlekes, the same machlekes the Gemara says in the mitzvahs between Hillel and the Rabbanan. So Hillel holds that any mitzvahs mivatlin zeze, just as any isurim mivatlin zeze. So mele, according to Mandoma, that any isurim mivatlin zeze. So then is chayek if it's bill on zeze. So mitzvahs is any mivatlin zeze either. And the Rabbanan will hold that is so mevatlin zezu, mele mitzvahs is also mevatlin zezu. So Rabbine says, omali Rabbi Sharshi et reid Rab Nosson, hoch oma hilom shnei di gemore, lo mitra finish, matze umore eo. Ba dode vineche eo mishim di spiralon, matzo bizman hazeh de raise, umore de Rabbonon, ועושה מורה ורבונן ובטל לימצא דירייסה ואפילו למען דומן מצווה, שאימי בטל זזו, הילל, הנמילה דירייסה בדירייסה בזמן בסמיגיוש, אוי דירבונן בדירבונן אבל דירייסה הוא דירבונן, עושה דירבונן ובטל דירייסה מן תניה ישם אצלה מצווה שאימי בטל זזו, הילל, תניה, אומרו לו על הילל שיוקחים לי בסחס ואיכלון שנאמר על מצס ומרירים יאכלו. אומר רבי יחנן חילקין עליו חברות על הילה ותניה יאכל יקחם בסחס ואיכלון כי דרך שהילה ואיכלון תלמודים על מצס ומרירים יאכלו. אפילו זה בפני עצמי זה בפני עצמי. So, in other words, so the same posit that Hillel darshins that it has to be together. So the Rabbonon darshin that it's separate. Maskif lo rabashe, irochem mai akil, after all the Rabbonon hold that dafke buzeach haze, not basachas. The loshin of akil implies it can be done even buzeach haze. But basachas certainly, but it's not so. Elom rabashe, haitan eoche ktona, yochil yotso bo yin chebose. אלוהים קינקיוכם בבסחס ואיכלון, כי דרך שהילה לאיכלון, תלמוד לאמר, על מצס ומרירים יאכלו, אפילו זה בפני עצמי, וזה בפני עצמי. והשתה, תלוית מהיל חסה, לא הייתי הילל, ולא הייתי רבנון, מבורך על אכילס מצו, ואוכל, והודה מבורך על אכילס מורר ואוכל, ויעודר אוכל מצו וחסו, מצו ונמורר together, ועדודה בלי ברוכו, זכר למקדוש גהילה. So mele it will not be mevatel, because you won't see the מצו, and you already ate the מורר, so then both are on the same level. So mele one is not mevatel the other. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam, לגבי מורר. בזמן בסמיקדוש ובזמן הזה.
Why is it considered that they're not mevatel each other in that case?
Because rishus is mevatel mitzvah. But after he ate the matzah and he ate them more separately, so both have the same mitzvah.
Why does that make both the same mitzvah?
He was already mekayim. The mitzvah deraiser matzah, he was already mekayim the mitzvah deraiser more.
Okay, but now he's trying to be mekayim this zechel mikdash gehillel of Torah, and still one thing is going to be mevatel the other on that level.
No, so then it's a zechel mikdash gehillel. So you want to fulfill hillel shite, and hillel shite is a mitzvah mevatel zezu. But until they ate the matzah and the morah, so it's not on the same level. One was the right and one is the rabbanon. But after you are mekayim the right set, so it's on the same level, and you do it only to be yitzal in the dealer. Some neighbor, it's not shayach to say mitzvah mevatel zezu, because according to Hillel, so any mitzvah mevatel zezu.
But what is the eating of the matzah and maror? How does that make it that now the maror is on a deraisa
level? To be yetzer chadeis, even according to.
So I'm saying
that
what?
Right. So be yetzer chadeis, even according to ila.
No, I'm saying when we eat them separately. Rebbe was saying when we eat them separately, so now it makes it that it's as if both
are
on the deraisa level.
So it's yetzer chadeis. But you're still not yetzer. Maybe the loch is like ila. So Mele, he has to eat Kerach in order to be Yetzel Chaladeis. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Mehilches, Chometz Umatz Ha'aloch Ebob, Barakach, מבורך על נטיל השדיים, בנטו יודף שניס, שעריסי הביתי בשעשתי הסגור. ולקח שני רקיקים, וחיליק אחד מהן, ומניח פורש תחשולים. I intended to discuss the machlekes, the Rambam and other Rishenim, as to whether on Pesach night you have to take two matzes, one shleim on Pusa, or three, two shleim is first, all right, so after that the Rambam will discuss that. ולקח שני רקיקים וחיליק אחד מהן ומניח פורס לסיר שולם ומבורך המייצי לחם מן אורץ ומפני מים מבורך על שתי קיטרס כשולם דבים why in other words two shleimis here he is מבורך on one shleimo and one prus there's the Rambam and the Ripshit the going past is like that but the Rosh is chiliq and he says he is מבורך and three, two shleimes, and the middle one is a kosa. So, so we can mind the voice of the Christ, to show you and tell him, Mishum shenema lechem eini, madake shaloni bepruso, afkani bepruso. Ba'atach, kerech matzum more teachas, umitabel bechareises, umibore boruch hafa, bishom otim lachon shom zirzvona, achilas matzis, umreirem beichlon. So that's like here. Vim ochal matzo b'tnei atzmei umor b'tnei atzmei mivoreich al ze b'tnei atzmei v'al ze b'tnei atzmei. So in other words, according to the Rambam, he has a choice. He can do it like the Rabbanon, and he can do it like here. So first he mentions doing it like here, together, then he makes one broch, achilas matzo semreim. And, but if he wants to eat Matuf Natsun Morf Natsne, so then he makes two brachas. So the Raivit is massive, because the Raivit is out. Zeu, Kihila, Mikomokim Zea Seder, Loidayik. So then the Rambam says, Naloch Ches, Bismana Zesh in Shum Kormachir, Shemeborach Hamitzi Lechem. So it's mashma that until Aloch Ches, the Rambam discussed the Aloche Bismana Bais. So why didn't he say Monefshech if he mentioned that the first thing, this, the ideal thing is to do it like Hillel, so he should do it Pesach Matzamor Kiderch Shehillel Yerichet Shedeh Shehillel Yerichet in the Agoda we have two Nisroyes Zeich HaMigash Kiyilel Chino Yisrael Bizman Shehiz HaMigash Yerichayim Horkeach Matzor Meir Veichom Yachat Shneem HaMatzam Reim Nechlu and then there's another Nisah Horkeach Pesach Matzamor. That's the Nusach in the Yerushalmi. The Nusach in the Yerushalmi, Pesach Matzamor. So the Rambam, Shita Yeh, the Bizvan Abayis, so the ideal thing was to eat the Matzah and Mora together. But the Pesach should be eaten separately, because the Pesach has to be eaten ala Seiva, so the last thing. But in Bizvan Azeh, there is no Pesach. So then, that he discusses in our Ches, Bizman Azeh Shein Shom Shom Korban Acher, Shein Shom Korban Acher, Shemivorech Hameitzi Lechem, so Shein Shom Korban, Acha Shemivorech Hameitzi Lechem, Chizer Mivorech Lachilas Matzo, Umitabel Matzo Bacharis Zeicher, Vichizer Umivorech, Alachilas Morer, Umitabel Mora Bacharis Zeicher, Vilo Yisheis Bacharis Zeicher, too much, Shemo Yivatu Tamei, Vizeo Mitzvah, Midivasefi, וזו מצווה בספר. וכי זה וכך מצו מורר, ומתאבר בחריסס, ואיך לא מבריפרוך עושה חלם יושם מלוך הטס, כי דיסקסס אגן, how he has to do it בזמן הבייס. ואחר כך נמשך בסודה, אפטל מצו מורר, so it's the other things, ואיכל כל מה שהוא רצה לאחר, ושאי זה כל מה שהוא רצה לשתייס, ובאחרינו איכל מצר הפסח, אפילו כזייס, וניטרי, אחרוף, כלל, עם הפתיר נחר הפסח הפקנון, ובזמן הזה, איכל כזייס מצו, ואיני תאים אחר אותו. So the rider says, again, because of the rider's all, זה הכל הדר, זה הדר. Why? Because the same asogi. In other words, he paskins like the Rabbonon, he paskins like Hillel. What is it? Either the Aloche is like the Rabbonon or the other Aloche is like Hillel. So the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't have the Aruch HaShulchan here, but it's okay. The HaShulchan mentions that the Mokir of the Rambam is the Yerushalmi in Psochen. The Yerushalmi in Psochen says that Hillel will Yekidach Pesach Matzu Mon. So the Yerushalmi says, Chlukin olof chaveir ovalir. Chlukin olof chaveir ovalir. Why you can't do it to eat Yivasachas Pesach Matzumor? Because then, to be mivater, the Pesach Matzor will be mivater. The Morer, and the Morer will be mivater. The Morer and the Pesach will be mivater the Matzor, and the Matzor, and the Morer will be mivater the Pesach. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, but Rabbi Yochanan was made to eat matzah and more together. Matzah and more together. So the Gemara asks against Rabbi Yochanan, how could he eat matzah and more together? That's not like the chaveiro of a vila. So the Yerushalmi says, chaluk, kam bizman habayis, kam bizman shaloi habayis. So in other words, this man abai, so then the Chachomim Achilik and Hillel, the Chan Hillel. Why? Because that's how the culture Yerushalmi explains it. Because you have two gzeisim of Pesach and Matzeh against one kazais of Moreh. So Mimele, the Rabbon Achilik, because the Rabbonin hold that mitzvahs mevatlet zu ezu, so there is bittul, bittul berov. Mashinki bizman hazeh, Rabbi Yochanan was bizman hazeh. So then there was only one kazayis of matzeh, one kazayis of morer. So it's chad b'chad is not bottle. So what is the pshat in Yerushalmi? Pshat in Yerushalmi is that there are two kinds of bittul. One is a din of bittul and the chefzi. That's the general bittul of bittul berov. Bittul berov, lav lach, or yovish b'yovish. So mele, the rabbonon of Hillel hold that mitzvahs is mevatlin zu ezu, just as is surin mevatlin zu ezu, as gemore in zvochen der fein cheses. So mitzvahs mevatlin zu ezu, so mele bizman habayis, you have chad b'trei, so mele you cannot do it, you have to eat it b'zachat. Ma she'in kei, bizman hazeh, when it's chad b'chad, so then there is no problem with bittul berov, the general is not bittul. But why do the rabbonim say that there is bittul? Because the rabbonim hold that mitzvahs mevatel zu ezu, so it's not bittul on the chefzeh, it's bittul on the tam. At the time of the achile, so the tam of matzeh is mevatel the tam of morer, and the tam of morer is mevatel the tam of matzeh. So in other words, there is no, he doesn't feel the tam matzeh, because the tam that he feels is a mixed tam. And then the Yerushalmi also says that even bizman habayis, it makes a difference. So whether he eats Pesach matzah morer together or just matzah morer together and Pesach by itself. So what's the pshat? So the Chashulchan says Because if he eats Pesach Matzah Moreh, the Beachilas Pras, so then there is a bit of Chabitri and the Chepse. So Meir is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if he eats just Matzah Moreh by itself, so Meir there is no bitl on the chepse, and as far as bitl on the tam, so the hilal shita is that mitzvahs is in the vatl in zuezu. So that's the shita Rambam. This is how the Aruch HaShulchan explains the shita Rambam.
Where is the Aruch HaShulchan?
The Shulchan Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach. Now I would like to discuss the most relevant thing in the Seder. The Indian of Prusa, the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rosh, whether you have to involve on two matzes, one Shleimo and one Prusa, or on three matzes, two Shleimes and one Prusa. Now, the Shkonoruch Paskins, we should be Machmiya to be Yetzi Koladis, and Teisves in Broches. That Lametes mentions the various shittas. That Lametes on the base. So first, the Gemara discusses like Abichel. Itma Lametes on the base. He deal with Nayan Sissing Ushleim. Suppose he washed and then he has a roll in Shalim and half a roll, a Pusa. On which should he make the Brocha of Birkas Hamitzi? Now there is a loch in Brochas that if he has, let's say, a roll made out of Chiti, that's more Hoshub than a roll made out of Seirim. So he has to be mivor the mitzi on the mochosh because of the bracha. So he deal with neyem psisi mushleimim. Omer Rabunem mivor chala psisi who peter as hashleim. What does it mean? If he wants, in other words, mivor chala psisi. So Rashi says, im rotzo mivor chala psisi. If he prefers, he likes the happy world better, so then he can be Vorach Meitzi and the heavy roll and be Yetzi and the whole roll, and he can eat the whole roll with it. Vimapsisim Velim Nashleimim. So then, because it's bigger, it's heavy big roll, so it's bigger than the whole small roll. So, Tzorech Levorach Alei. That's Rabune. Rabbi Yechon Nomar. Shleimo mitzvah min amufcha. The Shleimo, even though it's smaller than the psisin, is mitzvah amufcha, it's mochosh. Avo pruso shalchitin u shleimo min aseirin, divrei hakel, mivorech ala pruso shalchitin u peiter es ha-shleimo shel seir. So, Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, so it's machlekes, Rabbune and Rabbi Eichner, what should we do? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says, Yere Shomayim Yesi Lishneya. He puts the Shleimo on top of the Psuso, and he makes the Birkas HaMeitzi on both. Umane Mar Breid Rabine, the Mar Breid Rabine, Maniach Pruso Bisech HaShleimo Ubitzea. Tane, kann mir Rab Nachman bei Yitzchok, man nie hat Pusha b'sich ha-Shleimo u-Bitzei ha-Mevorech. Omele ima Shimcho, omele Shalmen, omele Sholim Ato, u-Shleimo u-Shnesecho, she-Samto Sholim b'ne Talmi. In other words, you do it according to both. Omer Apope, hakel meidin b'Pesach, she-Maniach Pusha b'sich ha-Shleimo u-Bitzei ha-Mevorech. My tiny lechem is the machlekes between Rabbanu and Rabbi Eichon and his bechayim. So what is mochosh? But by Pesach, of course, he has to be maniach pusha b'sich shleimo u beitzea, because of lechemeniksi, vidalke shaloni bipuso, lifichoch tzorich sheyire kibitzea mina pusa. Omar Rababe, ובשבס חייבודם לפצי על שתי כיכורס, מייטיימה לחם משניקסית. ובשבס, so he has to be בצי על two shlemes. Now the question is, when Rababe says, בשבס חייבודם לפצי על שתי כיכורס, what does it mean? Shabbos the whole year, or Shabbos Pesach, like this year? So there's a machlekes l'shem. Most Rishonim, the Rosh and most Rishonim say that it means the Riv, the Rosh, the Rambam, it means Shabbos the whole year. So it's mechuyev to be tzei al shleimus because of Kovet Shabbos. But Aruch HaZdeila says no, that even Shabbos Pesach, so he has to be tzei al shleimus. In other words, the Aruch HaZdeila shitting is very strange. That means that the whole halacha of lechemeini is only shayach when Pesach is v'chayim. But if Pesach is on Shabbos like this year, there is no halacha of lechemeini. I mean, that's very strange. So what's the pshat? Now let's see Tesfes discusses various shittas. Hakel made in the Pesach shemaniach puso b'sich hashleimo v'tzeach. My time lechemeini ksiv. Mishum ksiv lechemeini maniach hapusot achar hashleimo v'nire ki bitzei al hapusot. Kol mokei, so the loshen of the loshen is of Rav Pope, hakemeini pesach shemaniach hapusot b'sich hashleimo. But he doesn't say chayev hakemeini pesach shebitzei al hapusot. Maniach. But how about the Ptsiya? Ptsiya means when you break off and you eat, do you have to break off from the Pruso or from the Shlema? So Tesu says, V'nire ki Ptsiya la Pruso, mikol mokei, ein li Ptsiya kimo ha Shlema, va la Pruso yivorech lachil asmatzo. So the first question of Tesu. It's one of the complicated dinim in the Seder night. There's a lot of lumbness in that. I mean, when you hold down at first to all the three matzahs, then you make a mitzvah in the heart, and then you let off your hand from one matzah, and you hold down to two matzahs, the shleimo and the puso. So then you make a achilas matzah. I mean, it's not. There's a lot of lumbness in it. A lot of lumbness in it. Tanikis don't ask that question. That question is not asked. But there is a lot of wonders why we do that. The Ramah wants to do it the holidays. So Tesla says, Kombo came in with Tzia Kimo Ashleimo, Bala Puso Yivorech Lachilas Matzo. But Hamitzi Lachim in Oretz, he has to say, I'm the Shleimo. Like every time, if you have a Shleimo, you have to be Tzia. Of the Shleimo. The Keichin, the Eichlin, Mishteen Yach, Kidei Sheyir Nire Kibitzei Alatus, Bichin Aminik, Avalein Lazis Hameitzi, Bidam Lachilas Matzum Natuso. That we cannot do. Why? The Habe Keise Mitzveis Chavilas Chavilas. So, in other words, every Matzeh, the Shleimo, is a chetz of mitzvah, and the pruso is a chetz of mitzvah. Now, Tesu Shita, the first Russian basis, assumes that Achilas Matzo, he makes on the pruso, because Lechemeini is mentioned in connection with Matzah, Lechemeini. So we understand that's why the pruso is a chetz of mitzvah. But the Shleimo, why is it a chetz of mitzvah? The Shleimo is just so he makes the birkas hameitzi. Hameitzi is birkas on any. The halacha of an eisei mitzvah chvilas chvilas does not apply to birkas on any. It only applies to birkas hameitzi. So Tesis, Mahay Taimeh, Tesis is chelik on the first lashon. wie mir alle da habe brochischer Mann, wenn die Koin Chavilles Chavilles, dann Akidus mit Wolken Kidus und Birkes Hayai. Wenn ich mein Kidus, every Friday night, every Yonte, so we say the same Broche and the Birkes Akidus and the Birkes Bere Priagefe on the same course and it does not involve a problem. Of an AC Mistus Chavilles Chavilles, so why does the first Russian person say that the Birkas Hameitzi, yes to say, and the Shleimo, and the Birkas Halachilas Matze, yes to make, and the Pusso. Because after all, the Hameitzi Lechem in Oretz is just the Birkas Haneni. The Rabbi Menachem, so it's two sheets so far. The Rabbi Menachem, Vine, Hoyorogi, Lasis, Hake, Ala Pusso. What is that?
What's the second sheet?
The second sheet?
Yeah.
The second sheet is that that he makes the broche of Meitzi and Achilas Matzo, both broches, he makes on the Pusso. The first Russian thesis is the broche of Meitzi Lachem Noretz, he makes at the Shleimo, and the broche of Achilas Matzo he makes on the Pusso.
So why is it not Chavilas Chavilas?
What it is?
According to the
because Birkas Haneni is not a chetz of mitzvah. Only Birkas HaMitzvah is a chetz of mitzvah. But Birkas Haneni is a Birkas Haneni. It's not. It's only a nisa to be Ibnene B'loi Broch. Then there is a third lush. The Rabbi Menachem Medine or Yerogil las is hakil ala pruso. Vein ha-shleim ha-bo kin b'shvil ha-chamish. So the third lashon is, in this verse, that both broches are made on the Pusso. So why do we need a shleim ha-bo? Because of la-chamish. Because of la-chamish. V'yohi ho-yorogin li-vorich t'chila birkas ha-meitzi al shteyen kedem she-yitza. והכך מבורך על אכילס מצו וביצע משתיין אחר כך ואין זה חילס מאחר שיועיסה על שתיהם ופומים מופי קורון אפשי נפלוקת ולא יורץ לשנס המינק והוא מבורך על השלם ותחילו המצי והוא ביצע קצס so he just made a slight break in the matze ולא היה מפרידו עד שיבורך על הפרוס על אכילס מצה So many shittas, how to do it. Now the question is, the thesis asks, how can we apply the aloha of an eisi mitzvahs chavilas chavilas l'kabei the birkas hamitz? That's just the birkas hanen. But it's not difficult at all, because two is the birkas hanen. But on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, the birkas hanen in the birkas hamitz is also a chetzav mitzvah. Why? Because there is a mitzvah, first of all, on Shabbos, so he can make kiddush on pass also. If he prefers pass, so that's more of a mitzvah to make kiddush on pass. So mele we can apply the aloche of an eisi mitzvah, chavilas, chavilas, and then even Shabbos morning, so the aloha is where the whole broche is only bere priagef. There is no other broche Shabbos alone. Chassidim say a whole thing. They have a real kiddush rabbi, the shomro and the servant. But al b'din, all you have to do Shabbos morning is just to say bere priagef. Why is it called kiddush rabbi? So the rabbi says, I wouldn't say it, but the rabbi says, there's the loshin sagino. It's a euphemistic expression, Kiddush Arab, not to insult the Kiddush of Shabbos morning. So still it's a din of Kiddush. But then there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet in Perek Lamed, of Perek Hoftes, of Shulchan Shabbos, whether the Birkas Perek Priyageh, Shabbos morning, is a din of Kiddush. The din of Kiddush, except like Friday night, So there is a Birkas HaKiddush also. In Shabbos morning, so there is just a bracha of Birkas HaGeret. What's it said in of Kish? The Rebbe Shiti is no. Shabbos morning, it's only a bracha of Birkas HaGeret. In the Shabbos morning, Sude, we are Mechuyev, before we eat the Shabbos, we are Mechuyev to be Mevor of Birkas HaGeret. That's the Rebbe Shiti. What's that? What that Kiddush? Not Kiddush. It's a bracha of Birkas HaGeret. The Rambam Shiti, one second, one second. The Rambam Shiti is that the Shalosh Shudas, there is certainly no din of Kiddush. There are certain Hasidim who observe the Shitas Rambam. But you are mechuyev to be mevorech al hayayin before you eat the Suddish. So according to the Raive, so this, what is true according to the Rambam in regard to Suddish is true according to the Raivet in regard to Suddish Shabbos morning. So Mimele, in other words, and I heard from my father, I think, in the name of Chaim, there is a tshuva in the Sefer